Yes, listeners, and you're going to be talking to Michelle Mayfield of Beatrice Bakery. We've had a lot of Beatrice Bakery products roaming our house for quite some time now, so it'll be really interesting to talk to Michelle. Michelle, you are the marketing chief, are you?
Yeah, I am in. I'm the national sales executive in the marketing department at Beatrice Bakery.
Great. Let's start with where is Beatrice Bakery?
Sure, Beatrice Bakery, or we call it Beatrice, but it's
Oh,
spelled like
Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Oh,
Yeah, that's
interesting,
okay.
Beatrice.
It is
Beatrice.
interesting. Not sure how that came to be, but we're located in the southeast corner of the state of Nebraska. We're about 45 minutes south of Lincoln, the capital of Nebraska, and about an hour and a half south of Omaha.
Well, now, how did this company in the middle of nowhere get to be this major online bakery throughout the whole country?
Sure. So there were a couple of brothers that had immigrated from Germany, and they were originally set up in Missouri, in St. Louis, and they found a recipe for their grandmother's fruitcake in an old trunk, and they started producing it in Missouri, but they outgrew that facility, and so they started hunting in the Midwest for another location, and that's when they came to Beatrice. And we've been producing the fruitcake as Beatrice Bakery since 1964.
Wow.
The recipe, yeah, is over 100 years old. It's from 1917.
Yeah, well, as marketing director, you should have done a major promotion here. I mean, because you ship all over the United States.
We do. We do. We ship all over. We've really ramped up our brand awareness the last couple of years. So, fruitcake has been around forever, but we feel that ours is a little bit unique in that we don't use any citron or orange peel. And so we wanted to make sure that people were aware that they could get a quality fruitcake. That's something that tastes good and not something that you re-gift or use as a doorstop. So we have really ramped up our
Yeah, you know all
brand
those
awareness.
stories about you know all
Oh
the
yeah, we
stories
know.
about the fruitcakes that keep being shipped around and
Yeah.
re-shipped around. Yeah,
Re-gifted every
doorstop.
year. Yeah.
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 Now,
Yeah. So
Omaha has a very well-known citizen who's in the finance business.
Yes.
Does
Yes,
he buy
Mr.
your
Buffett.
cake?
I hope so.
Who is that rabbit?
Maybe, that's a great, that's a, I should send him one and make sure he has had
You
ours because,
absolutely should. Warren Buffett
yeah.
is the head of what's the name of the company again? I forget now.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire
Oh, Berkshire.
Hathaway.
Oh, that's who it is. Okay.
And
Right.
he's very rich, so he can afford lots of cake.
He can. I'll send him his first one for free, and then he can buy the rest of them from there.
He can certainly afford to do that, as you said.
Well, I have a list of the what you sent us as samples,
Oh, okay.
and I mean, it's the Southern Pecan Ring, the chocolate squares, the Grandma's Fruit and Nut Cake Bar Box, and
Right.
another ring of a chocolate rum liqueur cake ring.
Yes.
Now,
Yes.
and Peter's the one to really talk about this because he's the one who ate it all.
Well, he must have
What
liked it then.
is it about fruitcake? You must know better than me. What is it about fruitcake in the United States? In my native land, the mother of the house made the cakes herself.
Yes.
And
And we
my sister started making hers according to her about to be mother-in-law's recipe.
recipe.
And if she
Yes.
didn't do it right, the wedding was off.
Yeah, the funniest thing was they used to have these bachelor boxes, and our relatives in England would send us a piece of the wedding cake, which was a fruitcake, in one of these bachelor boxes. And you
wow.
know how it would come through the mail. I mean, it was all chewed up, and it was, I can't even imagine what we were supposed
right.
to do with it.
Yeah, not sure if you want to eat it after it's
oh, we never
long.
Touched it. No.
But anyway, the secret is the original recipe was from Germany.
Yes. And there's three different alcohols. So we put bourbon, brandy, and rum in our fruitcake.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we have all three of those. Brandy is the most prevalent, but we put bourbon, brandy, and rum, and then it's 67% fruit and nuts. So there's not a lot of cake or batter there, but it's really loaded with the good quality fruits and nuts. And
Did we get a sample of this one?
That would have been the one-pound grandma's bar box.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's the original fruitcake.
Okay.
That's the original. We do get a lot of calls from people that this will remind them of, you know, nostalgia, family tradition, we love fruitcake, things like that. A lot of fruitcake companies do put citron and orange peel in their fruitcakes. We do not do any of that. So I think that sets us apart from a lot of the other fruitcake companies that are out there. We don't have that bitter citron in our fruitcake.
The funny thing is I vaguely remember my sister's recipe from Mrs. Benson contained potatoes.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
In some quantity, although dried fruit was really the staple.
Yes.
So it was,
yep,
so it was
definitely.
Was raisins and sultanas and things like that and some nuts.
Yep, we put almonds, pecans, walnuts, pineapple, cherries, dates, and raisins.
And it's good.
How did you end up working as a marketing director for a bakery? Are you do the background?
Well, I'm a native. Yeah. So I like to tell people I work here because we are the largest consumer of alcohol in the state of Nebraska. Because we put so much of it, in our cake.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, my mother-in-law, Anne's mother, used to make a cake she called bourbon cake, and the outstanding thing about bourbon cake was that it only had one liquid ingredient.
Bourbon.
Which was all granddad. It had to be old granddad.
Right. That's funny that you should say that.
And she had a special.
Because the only liquid I'm sorry.
That's the one liquid what? You started to
say? That's the only liquid that we put in our grandma's original recipe is the bourbon, the brandy, and the rum. That's the only liquid ingredient.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. And then not only did you make it, it had its own special tin for storing it and the plate for putting it on and all this stuff. And the baking thing with the stuff in the thing in the center, and then you had to feed it. You had to keep pouring the liquid over the cake as it aged.
Over the cake, right. So we make those. We age them for anywhere from 6 to 9 months, depending what size of the cake it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that would mean it's pretty well fermented, so it's probably very healthy.
Let me tell you a really funny story. My mother used to make her cakes, her Christmas cakes, as they were called, and we would open them at Christmas. But one year she forgot to put in the sugar, and she doubled the flour. So there was a gathering of the family. Quite a lot of members of the family were there for a special occasion my mother used to entertain on Christmas Eve. Because it was my sister's birthday. But the fruitcakes were opened and they were dry as all get out.
Oh no.
Because of the mistake with the recipe.
Yet you won't forget that.
Now the other thing, and this is interesting, do your cakes have icing on them?
No, we do not put icing on them.
A true British Christmas cake, and a British wedding cake for that matter, has cake in the middle with the fruits, as we mentioned, but it has marzipan and sugar on the outside.
Okay.
And that,
yeah, so you could say ours isn't British, but yeah, we do not do the icing or the frosting.
There you go. But you're prospering in Beatrice, Nebraska, nevertheless.
Yes, we are. We've been here for, like I said, since 1964, and we can make anywhere from, you know, depending on how sales are for the year, 750,000 to 950,000 pounds of cake each year.
Good grief. Amazing.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Marie Antoinette would be proud, right?
Yes. Yes.
People order it. I mean, you have a brick-and-mortar place, too, huh?
Yes, that's where the factory or the production facility is located here in Beatrice. And then just about 2 years ago, we purchased a building that is in the same block, and so it's just across the parking lot, and that's where we have our marketing and sales team, and also we have a store, so people locally can come in and purchase the cakes from us here. But everything is made right here. We're all in the same location here in Beatrice.
Well, you know, the packaging is so specific. I mean, there was nothing ruined in the mail at all when we got these samples. So you must have invested a lot of time and effort and money into getting the proper packaging.
Yes, and I've only been here 3 years, and so I'm not sure how many trial and errors they've had with packaging, but what we're doing now works really well. We keep them in a cooler until we ship them, but everything that we ship out, no matter where it's going to, we ship it ambient or at room temperature, whatever the temperature of the truck or it's whatever process it's going through, you know, UPS, FedEx.
But we don't
have a lot of trouble.
And we have to put it in the refrigerator when we get it? No, there's some requirement there because we did not put all of it in the refrigerator.
Right. The main reason to put it in the refrigerator is because it will slice much easier.
It
won't. Yep, it won't crumble if it's chilled. And if it's at room temperature, it tends to crumble a little bit. I mean, you can eat it chilled or room temperature, but we said when you're going to slice it, it's best if it's chilled. It cuts into nicer slices.
Well, now, when we interviewed the fruitcake company in Texas, they said, I mean, that's supposedly the biggest fruitcake provider around.
Right.
They said that when they were baking it, the whole town smelled of fruitcake. Is that the same thing with yours, too?
Yes, you can go outside and take a whiff, and you'll know what we're cooking that day, whether it's chocolate, rum, or some of our breakfast breads smell really good when they're baking. And we have had other, neighbors in the area that have insurance business or the gas station or whatever, they'll ask, oh, what are you cooking today? Because they can smell it. So same thing happens here.
Wonderful.
Now, what about the chocolate cake? The chocolate cake was really different.
The chocolate rum?
The chocolate rum cake, yes.
Yeah, so that's a special process.
That didn't come from Germany.
No. No, we created that one. We have a line of liqueur cakes, and so we take we make a batter, and we bake the cake, and as soon as it comes out of the oven, while it's still hot, we inject it with a warm butter rum syrup, and you'll get that moisture in the ring. Yeah, we hand inject those, but we have to do it while they're still hot out of the oven. And so we have the chocolate rum, we have the vanilla rum, lemon drop, which is a vodka syrup, and then we also just created a new one. It's called chocolate raspberry rum. So it's got a raspberry liqueur that's injected.
Okay, now I understand that cake a little better.
You're going to be sending out a sample by way of promotion. Do you have any big time glamorous customers that help promote it?
We had a gal that was on one of the social media sites. I can't remember her name. I don't know of any celebrities per se, but we do have some bigger customers that maybe you wouldn't think of. We do sell it in Dillard's, in Macy's, Bass Pro Shop, Vermont Country Store is another big customer of ours. And then a lot of the grocery stores take our cake as well. But we're pretty seasonal. Our busy time is usually, we're making it now, so it's ready for the end of the year. But that's why we have the other lines of cakes to try to, fill in that time when people aren't craving fruitcake.
Well, you have a website, and that's how people get a hold of this, cake.
Yep. www.grandmasbakeshop.com.
Grandma's Bake Shop.
Spell it, Michelle.
Bake Shop.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Grandma's Bake Shop. It's GRANDMABAKE.
Oh, not S. There's no S.
No. I better double check that for you. But they can also do a search for Beatrice Bakery, and it will come up that way as well. But we did change our website. It's www.grandmasbakeshoppe.com.
Let me write that one down. PPE. Okay, .com. Got it. All right. Well, anyhow, I'm glad we finally got a hold of you.
Yeah, it's been great to visit with you guys.
Yeah, well, it's fun. And, it's a big business. I mean, it's amazing.
It is.
Yeah,
I know. Don't think people really like fruitcake until you work in the fruitcake business. And, there's a lot of people that still crave it and still want it.
Yeah. Well, yours travels better than the wedding cakes we get from the UK.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And I'm glad we've finally connected. So talk to you again soon.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.